This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being with me. I really mean that. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the conversation, and being part, you know, just be part of the solution, seriously. Right? Don't be those people that get caught up in the stupid conversations with others. I mean that sincerely. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I got so many stories that I want to get to. There's so much stuff going on. But I'm extremely disappointed in General Motors. All right? I mean, you know what these guys have done? They have taken one of the most manly vehicles, and they've totally greenized it. I don't even know what to call it, okay? The Hummer is coming back in 2022. That's right. General Motors is bringing back the Hummer that everybody loved. Seriously, nobody liked the gas mileage you got on it. I got that. But, I mean, what did they get, like 3 miles to the gallon? That's not the point. It was an Arnold Schwarzenegger car. You know what I'm saying? The thing was not made to look pretty. It was, you know, not made to ride nice. I mean, I stood next to the tire. The top of the tire came up to almost my chest. I'm not even sure I got that. But now they got a pickup truck, and they got the, the four-door, and they got the short bed, and all of that, all of it, is going to be electrified. Come on. Think about that. Think about the weight of that vehicle. Think about what you're going to throw in it and what you're going to want to do with it. Right? And just simply think about overall what that truck was built for. I mean, it's truly, come on, it's like putting a pink tutu on a G.I. Joe doll. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. That one blew me out of the water. I saw that and went, come on, don't do that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorite stories that came out today. I know some of you are going to go. Some of you little trollers are going to lose an eyeball over this one. A judge smacks down transgender pronouns, says that they're a courtesy. They're not a right. You don't have a right to be called, you know, Princess Guadalupe, right? I mean, seriously, even if you come from royalty, you can't force me to call you those kind of things. He said, the judge says, you know, it's not a right. It's not a birthright that you have. You get yourself into an awful lot of trouble these days just for the mere act of living a real life in reality. Now, Judge Stuart Kyle Duncan, a member of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, Duncan is a Trump appointee, one who he's constantly savaged by the left. You know why? Because he's got two brain cells to rub together. That's why. And Duncan is a Trump reporter. Like I said, he's savaged by the left during his confirmation hearings because they said he couldn't rule fairly in cases of LGBTQ individuals. In large part, it was due to the fact that he once represented a school board fighting against a transgender student who wanted to use the bathroom of their choice. Well, if you're a transgender student, see, this is where I tell you, this is where you lose me in support. If you're transitioning from male to female, and you haven't made the total transition yet, right? Pick one and stick to it. Serious, I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. You don't get to vacillate back and forth to decide which one you want to use until you make up your mind. Because if you're making that transition, you want to be a female and you're a male, go use the girl's bathroom. Right? I mean, that would show guys like me that you're really serious about what you want to do. Now, don't write me any emails, okay? I'm simply giving examples here. Once you have the operation and you're totally transitioned, then you use that bathroom. I agree with Xander Gibb when he says, why are you called a transgender or a trans female or a trans male after you have the operation? Why aren't you just a female or male? Why don't they use those terms? The other question I have for some of you, I would love somebody to call in and help me understand. What I don't understand, so when you go to the doctor, after you have, after you transition from female to male, and you go to the doctor for your yearly checkups or bi-yearly, whatever it is that you go, I mean, I'm not even talking about the transgender checkup. I'm simply talking about a checkup as a human being, right? Does the doctor, when he looks at your chart, see that you were a female before, and does he check you for all the diseases and the things that usually come up in a female body? Or because you've decided and you've had the pieces changed, does he only check you for male issues? I don't know why anybody wouldn't call and ask. I mean, I'd love to find out. I'd love to talk to a transgender person. I won't make fun of you. And I won't ridicule you. I won't be mean to you. I want answers to the questions. Right? Women are more susceptible to bone disease than men are. So if you make the transition from female to male, does that mean the doctor doesn't have to check your bone marrow anymore? He doesn't have to check your bone density? That's it? You're done? Hey, that's like saying that, what is it? It's sickle cell anemia, right? That's what the black community is most susceptible to. That's one of the diseases that seems to be there. Should I go get checked for it on a regular basis? Should I be worried about it? If I identify as a black person now, do I have to worry about this? I'm not trying to be silly, just trying to be real. Joe Mazzini, your host, just in the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com, promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You tiny-brained whippers of other people's buttons!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Got to be part of the solution. And you know what I mean by this. Some of you have been listening to the show long enough to know. When I say that, I'm talking about you not spewing the party line. Don't just be one of those, you know, for some of you who are old enough to know, don't be a Borg, right? Don't be part of the Borg. Don't just do what the party tells you to do. Because you're going to get yourself in trouble. You're going to sound like they do. The same thing that we rail against on a regular basis. So don't do it. Have your information together, and then, I don't want to say attack, but then stand up for what you believe in. And it's a tough place to be, especially if you're an elected official. Now, I've had Dr. Bridget Melson on plenty of times with me, and I always appreciate when she's on. I call her Dr. B. She's a councilwoman and a teen psychologist. Dr. Bridget, thanks for being with me.
Oh, gosh, thanks for having me again. Always a pleasure.
You know, I just love the fact, and again, I don't love the fact that you're going through it, but I tell people all the time, especially in smaller towns, smaller areas, when you run for political office, right, the amount of pressure that comes on you when you hurt little Johnny, little Sally, or little trans Johnny or trans Sally, the parents go nuts. And you're not even trying to hurt them. You're trying to simply speak truth, not opinion, right, but truth.
Right.
And I was just doing a story a little while ago where a judge that they're having heartburn with, a judge comes down and says, your pronouns, your transgender pronouns, they are not guaranteed by law. They're simply a courtesy. You don't have a right to those. Okay? And people are going nuts over this. So people are no longer care about the law. They no longer care about the truth. They only care about what makes them feel good. And I think that comes from the last generation of parents who want to make sure their kids feel good. How far off am I?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's so funny. You're so right. And we're even seeing it in the impeachment hearings. Just sticking to the facts and the law, you know, or the Bible or morality is just not enough anymore. I mean, what you're talking about, that judge, all he said it was that it was convention, not binding precedent. You know, I mean, for the courts to refer, you know, it's just like, wah. It's just, they're just, yeah. I mean, if we have no law and we have no moral foundation, like I always say, then whose are we going to use? We've lost our minds. And I see this all the time with parents. Their head's in the proverbial sand. And I'm trying to say, hey, you need your head out of the sand because your child's going to jump off a cliff if you don't address it. Oh, no. You know, we don't want to hurt his feelings.
Well, that's it.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you a question. I saw what you wrote. I see what they write against me. I see what they write against others. And that's what they're saying. I don't want my son or daughter to be upset. I don't want them to be sad because I'm afraid they're going to commit suicide. Well, they don't commit suicide by being sad. They commit suicide by not being able to work through things, right? By not being strong enough to work through the issues they're having, correct?
They commit suicide because no one's talking to them and listening to them and giving them feedback. Kids are not born knowing exactly what to do. The only thing kids are born with is a sin nature. It's funny that we never have to teach them how to be bad, you know, how to be disrespectful. It is our job to teach them what respect is and what integrity is and what an intact family is. And when our children, you know, they come to us, God bless them, but we can't. They need instruction. They need advice. They need a foundation. That's awesome that they're coming to you, but that's your opportunity to say, you know what? This is what we believe, and this is why. You've got to figure out what you believe, but here are some reference materials. You know, here's the Bible, or here is kind of what the world looks like. I love the fact that a lot of Christian schools teach evolution and creationism, for example. So just showing them what the world believes and what God believes in how we're created, and it has to be a part of it. And it's so funny. I was so respectful to this mom, who actually, the original mom poster, liked what I had to say and said it was helpful. But all the other moms that came at me and said, oh, let's find her license. Let's report her. Let's go put bad reviews on her Google accounts. And that's what it is. You know, one of my Facebook friends said, what's the big deal, Dr. B? The mom liked it, right? So enough, you know, let it go. And I'm like, no, that's great. Number one, I'll never let it go. But number two, when you're threatening my livelihood and threatening right. to do these awful, hateful things, when all I said was, hey, you know, I quoted what I said. I don't see anything that's mean or hateful. But they can be mean and hateful.
They can't handle it. Listen, I don't have a doctorate. I barely made it out of high school, okay? But I know enough about biology, and this is the question I would love to ask one of these people. I'd actually love to ask not a left-leaning, somebody who's fallen over on the left, who's a science teacher, and say, listen, how do you deny biology? How do you teach a biology class? And at the same time say, in some instances, you can ignore your DNA chain. How do you teach that with a straight face?
can't. I mean, it's everywhere. And at this point, you know, our kids are asking, you know, like if they hear it, it's everywhere and we can't, you know, hide. But I'm like, look at the animal population. This does not, there are no trans animals. Nobody's walking around trying to be the opposite. It's just not how we're created. And we're created even higher than the animals, right?
Right.
And it's just mind-boggling. And one thing I wrote that people are really tearing up on that is that you can't change your DNA. And they're like, what? What are you talking about? That's the dumbest thing you've ever. And I'm like, what?
What?
So putting on a dress, your son in a dress and in makeup, which this mom is doing to her 12-year-old to let him, you know, pretend and see what it feels like, is changing his DNA somehow. Okay. There's nothing you can do to change your DNA. And
okay,
that's
so
all I said is, hey, he's a boy.
So you're a doctor, and this is what I love telling people all the time. I say, listen. I know that women suffer diseases that men don't, right? I mean, you're more susceptible to what, my favorite one is you're more susceptible to osteoporosis, you know, where your bones weaken faster than men's bones do. So
yeah.
I said, if you're a female and you make the transition to male, now you're a trans male or a male, however that works, all right? Does that mean when
right.
you go to the doctor no longer has to check you for osteoporosis issues? They don't have to check you for any disease that is, you know, prevalent in women. Is that how that works now?
Apparently, you know, apparently, literally, it has to be, because we've got men, you know, right, complaining that they can't have feminine products as well in men's bathrooms. That is literally a thing now in schools.
Yeah.
That they're fighting to get feminine products, and I'm like,
so are you getting? Are you getting?
Don't even know.
Are you getting any heat from your? From your board members, your council members? Well, we'll answer that on the other side of the break. I'm very curious to see how that's working out for you and in your town. I'm Joe Bacino, your host.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm not going to let Dr. B go anywhere. We'll be right back. Yeah, they were back at my board meeting a few months ago before Christmas.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Senate voted not to call witnesses in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, ushering in the final phase of the proceedings with an all but assured acquittal next Wednesday. Chief Justice John Roberts announced the vote.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, called the failed motion to call witnesses a grand tragedy. The Trump administration is expanding its travel ban by restricting travel from 6 additional countries, citing security risk, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Eritrea, Kyrgyzstan, Myanmar, Nigeria, Sudan, and Tanzania joined 7 other nations, 5 with Muslim majorities, that were already part of the Trump administration travel ban announced in 2017. All of the newly named countries have a Muslim population of over 35%. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because unless you converse, unless you learn, unless you, you know, talk to people who have a clue, you're not going to be part of the solution. You're actually going to be part of the problem. So let's stop that. Let's try to get informed before we engage with other people, because then it just becomes a shouting match, seriously. And, you know, I'm a guy that loves to shout, but you won't get anywhere. Nothing works. So I got Dr. Bridget Melson with me. We call her Dr. B. She's a council, hear me, she's a councilwoman and teen psychologist. So, councilwoman, how is this going over in your town where you're using your scientific knowledge, your school knowledge, your experience to call out the truth and people are unhappy?
Yeah, well, that's why we moved from California to Texas, because I'm in an incredibly supportive town, and, you know, I will post once in a while. I have to keep a lot of it private, but when it does go public or people share it, I've gotten a call from the mayor more than one occasion, and he's awesome. First of all, he says, remember, I voted for you. Yeah, my whole family voted for you, and we love you, but you might want to check this or this, because people take my posts,
yep,
and they share them, and
yep,
then they write inappropriate things. So,
yep.
But he's supportive. He just gives me a heads up.
But do they show up at your meeting? That's what I want to know. Do they show up at your meeting?
Oh, yeah, no.
All right, let's not give them any ideas.
We've had a few haters, but
right.
No.
Well,
so far, no. I'm in a really extremely conservative town.
Oh, good. No, ours.
Yeah, it's weird.
The left in our town is very noisy. The right, not so much. But at least they're supportive of you in the sense that they understand what you're doing and why and that kind of stuff, right?
They really do. They really are. And, I have a lot of parents locally that are in support. I've had a few that, you know, have sent me messages. You're always going to get those.
Oh, yeah.
But I reply back with respect and facts. So, I mean, it just only goes so far in discussion.
Well, let me ask you a question about parenting. And I know this is always a spot where some people don't want to jump in. I jump in because, you know, I got four kids. I've seen how different parenting has affected them, affects other kids and what have you. And I know one of the things I notice about these millennials and or younger kids is these inabilities to push through, these fears that they have or what have you. We didn't see as much of it with our generation. I'm not saying our generation is better. But what I notice about these parents is the biggest common thread through all of them is they don't want their kids to feel bad. They don't want their kids to have any problems or have a mistake that might affect them for a little while. This is not good parenting. You have to allow your kids to go through adversity, don't you?
You really do. And I'm so tired of the word feelings. You know, parents come in for advice, you know, and counsel from me. And if they start with, oh, I feel like, oh, but it makes me feel like, and I'm like, I don't really care. Let's look at the facts. Let's look at the damage. Let's look at the prognosis. Let's look at the plan. And I'm very solution focused. I listen to what's really going on, not your feelings. Because, you know, a 12-year-old girl at 3 o'clock p.m. could be in a really bad mood and then at 8 a.m. have a different outlook. You know, I mean, we can't go by our feelings. Let the feelings that a child has initiate conversation, but then coach them to let them know they can't be led by their feelings in life.
No, and it's okay for them to be mad at you. It's okay. You know, this probably make you cringe too, but I actually joke and say, if my kids didn't tell me they hated me once a month, right, I wasn't doing my job.
Yeah.
It means I wasn't hitting
the
button.
No, you're doing something wrong. I tell parents that all the time, the ones that want to maintain, you know, a best friendship type thing. And I said they have best friends. They need parents.
Yeah.
And they should be upset with you when you implement discipline and rules. And just make sure you do it in love. You know, no, you may not go out because you A, B, C, but I love you. And so they walk away going, but she said I love you. I'm mad at her, but she said I love you. You know, and that's exactly how it should work. But you're right. We can't parent out of fear. I was just on a local radio station in Dallas doing an entire hour segment on parenting out of fear. And we could do that on your show sometimes because there are a lot of good parents calling in with questions. Then how do you parent if not out of fear? What does parenting out of fear look like? And that is a fear of the consequences, or that they won't be liked. And again, we can't. We have to lay down the facts. We've got to teach them the moral code. And
well, you hit it right on the head. Anything you do out of fear, you lose. Whatever you approach from a standpoint of fear, you've already lost. Am I correct with that?
Oh, absolutely. And right. And you know teenagers, right? They can smell fear a mile away, and they will manipulate you, and you're toast. You got to bring it back around. Let them know who's boss. Again, parent out of love, not fear.
Yeah. Well, I'll run away. If you don't let me go, I'll just run away. Okay. Just use the door.
Yeah,
don't go out
right?
The window because you keep jamming the window when you sneak out at night. So just use the door, okay?
Here's the backpack. We've had one of our children say that. And I'm like, great. Let's get you a backpack, get you some water. It's like 30 outside. Maybe you want to pick another night. You know, and he's like, oh, fine. It's too cold. You know, but, yeah, I get it. You want to go. We're supposed to parent and raise you to want to go. If you think at 15 you're ready for that, I mean, give it a shot. You know, I know all the local PD, so we'll probably be following you. But, you know, do what you need to do. You just got to call their bluff.
I'm going to start sending my people, because I'll put up stories that I have nothing to do with. But I'll put up stories, you know, like these kids that are locked onto it's up on my Facebook page where kids that get too much screen time become, you know, they become mad, they become uncontrollable, they have a hard time dealing with life because they're not dealing with real people, they're dealing with a screen. And when they don't get their way, they can shut it off and turn it back on again. Right?
Right. And we talked about this, that it actually changes your brain.
Mm-hmm.
It changes the biology of your brain. And so the parts are actually smaller and less active that allow you to interact. I mean, for job interviews, you know, sensing and being able to read faces and anger and happiness, it's not, you know, I don't know. It's so frustrating because we're damaging our kids in so many ways, and we've just got to get them unplugged.
But we want them happy. But I want my son to be. Listen, when I try to regulate his time on the iPad, you know, he pitches a fit, and he gets mad at me, and he starts yelling. And I would love to look at the pair and go, and I rest my case. I mean, seriously.
Well, exactly. you know, and you can be a counselor just for saying that, because that's exactly what I do. And I've had parents leave, you know, and not come back because of how, you know, I have, you know, kind of try to set up, you know, new rules and things. And, you know, it's interesting. I had one client, and I can say this, I won't mention any names. Just I'm bringing the vaping part into it, but just show you parenting. Yeah, she was brought in and she's got, you know, some anxiety issues. And I said, well, you know, we talked about CBD oil. We talked about, you know, some vitamins she can take. There are things you can do, and there's even anti-anxiety you can get on if need be. But she really just needed some good talk therapy and, I would say some good supplements because she wasn't eating well and things like that. And so we talked him through, and her daughter kept, bugging her mom about, you know, vaping, that vaping helps. And I'm trying to tell the mom, of course she's going to say that, you know, because she wants
it.
Peer pressure, you know, friends. But anyway, 2 weeks later, her mom went and bought her a vape pen and filled it with CBD oil. And I'm like, that's not how to vape it. So anyway, it's just stuff like that. And I'm like, no, that's not what I meant when I said something.
You kind of went over it quickly, which is diet and food, right? And you have these parents that, you know, I don't want to fight with my son to eat vegetables. Really? I didn't fight with my kids to eat that stuff. It was simple. That's on the table. You can go to bed hungry. I don't care. You know? And
we were the same way. Yeah.
Right.
It's just a no-brainer.
I don't like when Johnny feels bad. I don't like when Johnny, you know, he doesn't like that kind of food, so I don't know what to do for him. Put it in front of him. He'll eat it.
Yeah, I never understand these parents. He'll only eat cheese and yogurt. Okay, well, what else do you give him? Oh, nothing. He won't eat it. Okay, well, he'll eat when he gets hungry.
That's right.
Our oldest son went through this, and we, you know, put broccoli in front of him, and he's like, I'm not doing it. I'll throw up. I'm like, that's fine. You'll at least get some of the nutrients. And he wouldn't eat it, so we served it for breakfast, didn't eat it, served it for lunch, didn't eat dinner,
finally
ate it.
A woman after my own heart. That's what we used to do. I'd say, you don't have to eat it. I'll put it in the refrigerator. You can have it for breakfast along with what I'm making for breakfast.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not doing this, right? All right, we got to go for a break. When I come back, I want to use a swear term called tough love. We'll talk about that a little bit on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go for it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. It's the only way you become part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. You can't do it, first of all, you can't do it by what you think. And if you've been listening, you sure as heck can't do it by what you feel. All right? It doesn't work. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, or Dr. B as we lovingly refer to her as. She's a councilwoman and a teen psychologist. And you know what? I've never told this story to many people, so now I'll just tell it to the six that are listening. But when my oldest son was going through some stuff, we brought him to a squishy-feely counselor. And believe it or not, after three or four meetings, he had her wrapped to the point where she was telling us that all he needed was more hugs and kisses. Okay? He needed to be loved more. Now, he's been through some stuff, and now later on in life he goes, yeah, I had her wrapped. You know? This is a professional that spent all kinds of money. And her process was to be a little bit more touchy-feely with him, and that would make him, that would fix him. My God, I couldn't believe it. You need, in today's environment, our kids need solid foundations, solid guidelines to live their life by, don't they?
Yeah. No, absolutely. You know, you mentioned tough love, and that's exactly what it is. You know, and I told you that we kind of started ruining a generation in the 70s and 80s with Dr. Spock, and just love them and love them and let them just knock their boundaries down and let them run free. What, in front of a freight train? I mean, on the freeway? What do you mean? So, you know, we have to, you know, the tough love, it's funny because you've got, you know, Wikipedia that says basically this is when someone treats another person harshly to help them in the long run. This is this is what you have to say. But yeah.
Oh my God.
Tough love is not that. To me, tough love is what God's discipline is, and that's disciplining in love, not enabling, but empowering. So that's
I want your wise words here, okay? Here's what I want to know. I want to know why parents, or what happened to these parents, that now feel like they can't do anything to upset their children. That if their children aren't happy, right, walking around with a big smile on their faces, then they've done something wrong. What happened to these parents?
You know, honestly, they're victims of, you know, their atmosphere, their surroundings, social media. I think that it's easier. I mean, look at us. Look at you and I as individuals, that all we do is speak God's truth and speak conservatively and care for life and care for families, and we get screamed and yelled at. You've got to have kind of a thick skin just to be normal and nice and godly, and I think a lot of parents just don't. They don't. A lot of these parents have hippie parents or hippie grandparents that we're just kind of weakening and watering down the generations as we go, and no one's got backbones anymore. I see it all the time. And sometimes when I counsel these parents, and they're like, okay, yeah, that's us. And they come back, well, okay, did you do your homework? Did you do this? Did you make a plan? Did you write down your expectations with parents? With your kids. No. You know, he didn't really want to. He didn't really have time. He was on his phone. He was distracted. Then why are you here? Take it away from him.
Listen, one of our schools.
I don't understand it.
No, you'll really like this. One of our schools had decided to take the phones away from the kids, and I don't mean physically take them away. Here was the deal: when you stepped on school property, the phones went off and they went in your backpack. The only time they were allowed to come out was in an emergency, not when you were feeling bad, but an actual emergency. And they take the phones away from you if you bring them out, and you have to go to the principal's office to pick them up. Third time, your parents have to go to the principal's office to pick them up. So what they noticed, in less than 2 weeks, you ready for this? The kids were interacting more. They were, you know, helping out each other more. I don't want to say they were playing together, but they were. They were doing more things together on the school grounds, talking with each other. The whole atmosphere of the campus changed. And there's 500 and some odd kids on that campus. Maybe, yeah, 500 or 600 kids, right? Only less than 8 parents complained about the policy because they wanted to be able to get a hold of their child when they want to get a hold of their child. I'm saying, you don't have that right during the day. You don't have a right to call little Johnny at any time and go, are you having fun in your history class? It's not what it's all about. But what gets them in that mindset? What causes a parent to think like that?
It's just, we've been trained. This is what these devices do. And, you know, this true sense of entitlement. And we all have it. These parents have it. Their kids, therefore, have it. And we're going to keep passing this sense of entitlement on down to the down the generations. It's almost a narcissistic, you know, personality trait we're starting to create. But, yeah, it's this whole thing of I have rights. Okay. Yes, we all have rights. Right? We can yell fire in a crowded room. Yet you just don't. You just don't do that. You want to reach your kid? Call the secretary. Call the school admin. You can do that anytime you want in case of emergency, not because you want to check to see if, you know, they have snack.
Right.
Oh, God. So, figure it out.
No. And again, I am constantly amazed by some of the reports I read at the schools, some of the things I see the parents do. You know, everybody has a right to parent the way they want. I got it. You know, as a conservative, as a Christian, I go, look, you have a right to do things the way you want to, but there are common denominators, right? I mean, you can't feed your kid, as we refer to, dead food. You can't live off of McDonald's for your whole life and expect that you're going to grow properly, that you're going to develop properly. That's not an opinion. That's a reality. Well, it's the same thing for mental health, is it not? If you don't give your kids ways, tools by which to cope, then you're going to have things that shootings at schools, bullying, and that kind of stuff, aren't you?
Yes, yes. I mean, and that's common sense. But again, common sense has left the building.
There's no swearing.
It's very frightening with parents, what I'm seeing with parenting, because we are raising, and parents don't like when I use this word, but we are raising a generation of sociopaths or apathetic kids that just don't care or that are just entitled to what they want, to the point where some of them will hurt other people and bully other people, and now mass shooters, right, kill other people. And it's not dying down at all. And all I do is work with teens and speak with schools and administrators. And they're concerned too. But you're right. Yes, we can do whatever we want as parents. But at some point, you've got to get your head out of the sand and have some common sense.
They look at their kid, and their kid is obviously suffering or sad or unhappy about something. I don't know. Maybe you did take the iPad away. I don't know. But instead of dealing with the reality behind the sadness, the reality behind what the kid is feeling bad about, it's a temporary fix, right? It's almost like comfort food. Let me just give it to him, make him happy. I'll deal with it later on. Well, later on never happens, and you never deal with it later on. And that issue keeps growing. And I think parents are afraid to take on uncomfortable issues. I mean, think about something. How many parents you really talk to their kids, you know, about sex and that kind of a relationship? How many parents you really think talk to kids about money and finances and how to deal with their lives? It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, not a lot. They don't. You know, I wrote a book called This Is Life, and it hits all of those. It's from a biblical perspective. There's also a secular version, but it hits all of that, the budgeting, sex and marriage and dating and all that good stuff. And I'll tell you that the teenagers I've taken through it love it. They're like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, I'm like, really? Your parents have never talked to you about any of this. And they're like, no. And the thing is, kids, teens tell me they like boundaries. They hate them and they love them, but they know they feel loved and that their parents are proud when they put up boundaries, when they care enough to put up boundaries. And parents just don't do it for whatever reason.
No.
But we all need them, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. And listen, you don't need an 8-year-old friend. I love these parents or these people that I know that have 8, 9, 10-year-old kids, and they say they want to be their kids' friends, and I always say the same thing. You're sick. You're a sick human being. Who wants an 8-year-old friend? I'm almost 60 years old. I don't. My granddaughter's 7. I don't want a 7-year-old female friend. That's not what I mean. Okay? No, not interested.
No. That's exactly right. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and she's like, oh, you're like my best friend. I'm like, well, I can be like your best friend, but I'm not. I'm still going to parent you. I'm still going to tell you when to go to bed. I'm still going to tell you how much electronic device time you have. And she's like, I know. And I'm like, yeah. But we get along great. But she understands I'm the parent, and she goes to have play dates at her friend's house. I don't know.
I only got like 30 seconds left. So people, if they want to find you, they want to get a hold of you, they want to ask you a question, how do they do that?
You know, they can do two things. You can go to trinitylifesolutions.com, or you can text or call me at 940-489-3050. Call and text all you want, and come find me.
Well, Dr. B, I really appreciate what you do. Appreciate that you actually ran for office. There's so many of us that don't step up and do what we're supposed to be doing, so I appreciate that. And don't ever let them scare you away, because what we have in us is much bigger than what they have in them, right? Anyway.
Yes, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, you know, texting, tweeting me, and just be safe. And I want you to come back next week.